nothing back from you. Do it, mirror, as you please. Have your right of way in me. I offer my all to you. Lift your hands up. Your hands. Father, we have come before you tonight. Take our lives, Lord. Use it for your purpose in the earth. Drop something in someone tonight that will last for time and for eternity. Let this night be that night that she has been waiting for, that he has been waiting for. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Take your seat 1 minute and lift up your right hand. lift your hands and just worship him.
Let us put a
presence here. There is a presence here. There is a presence here.
There is a presence of the Lord.
There is a presence here.
There is a presence here. There is a presence
here. Is the presence of the Lord. Will you stand up just 1 minute? There is a presence here. There is a presence here.
There is a presence here. There is a presence of the Lord. There is a presence here. There is a presence. There is a presence. A presence of the Lord. There is a presence. There is a presence.
There is a presence. There is a presence of the Lord. Just worship him.
There is a presence. There is a presence. The presence of the Lord. There is a presence. There is a presence.
There is a presence.
There's a presence of the Lord.
Thank you, Master. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift it higher.
There can be no sickness here. There can be no bondage here.
There can be no shortage here.
We are in the presence of the Lord.
There can be no witchcraft here.
There can be no failure here.
There can be no struggle here.
We are in the presence of the Lord.
There is a presence.
There is a presence. There is a presence.
There is a presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands. That presence is here. Hands uplifted. That's right. That woman came with congestive cardiac failure. Nobody touched her. But that death died. Lift your hands high. Yes. Something that is not of God is dying now. Something that is not licensed by God is dying now.
Lift your hands high. Maintain quietness if you can. Whisper that name. Jesus. And engage. And engage. And again. And again. And again. And again. Somebody's heart is being healed. The physical heart and the emotional heart, where you had been heartbroken. Lied against, betrayed, cheated, deceived. Somebody's evil garment is being set on fire. It's the garment of shame and the garment of reproach, disgrace, ignominy, rejection. Somebody's mourning garment is being set on fire. Help out there, help them right there, help the man at the back there. Garment of depression, discouragement and despair, suicidal tendency is being set on fire now. Lift your hands high. Close your eyes tight and say, I receive. That's right. That's right. Count up to 7 gradually. You bring the hand down on your head. When I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, by the time I say 7, you just whisper Jesus. Not shout, just 7. Jesus. See what will happen. Lift your hands to that garment of depression, rejection, despair, that heart condition, that immoral bondage, that alcoholic bondage, that despair, discouragement. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's right.
Jesus is passing this way, this way, this way. Jesus is passing this way, this way today. Jesus is passing this way, this way, this way. Jesus is passing this way, this way today. Jesus is passing this way, this way, this way.
Thank you, Master. Lower abdominal condition, like appendicitis, is healed down there. Father, thank you. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Blessed. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat.
This way today. Jesus is passing this way, this way, this way. Jesus is passing this way, declare today.
Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Welcome everyone here this evening to this awesome, exciting service. I believe that your life will never remain the same. We're about to step into a very, very important subject of discussion. And tonight, whether you are here live, watching via the satellite or the internet, I believe that something new is happening for you. James chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 6. James chapter 1. It said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Speaking very quickly on the subject, access to divine wisdom. Access to divine wisdom. This is part one, because we'll look at part two on Sunday first service, and part three second service, and then part four in the third service. Our objective here is to understand scriptural pathways to the wisdom of God. Scriptural pathways to the wisdom of God. It has been said that common sense is not common. Very, very true. When you see some people behave, you wonder where they are thinking from. But less common, however, is supernatural sense or divine wisdom. If common sense is scarce, supernatural sense is rare. If common sense is scarce, divine wisdom is very rare. A lot of marital decisions, relationship decisions, business decisions, and other destiny decisions would have been avoided if divine wisdom was present. Marital decisions. Business decisions. Relationship or friendship decisions. Destiny decisions. Many would have been avoided if divine wisdom was available. A lot of stress, tension, and pressure in life would have been avoided. Stress, pressure, tension will be avoided if divine wisdom were available. We saw in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 all the way to verse 17 on Sunday, that he said, happy is the man that has wisdom, and the path of wisdom is the path of peace. A lot of disastrous and regrettable steps of life. Disastrous steps. Regrettable steps of life would have been avoided if divine wisdom was available. Somebody resigned from the work before she realized that she did the wrong thing. Somebody said no to the man or to the woman before he realized that he did
the wrong thing. I knew a case of a man and a woman. They were close to each other. Looked like they were meant for each other. But somehow, the girl couldn't see the man as her husband. And the man didn't have any option. So the two of them married different people. But this was the problem. After they married different people, they still worked in the same work environment. And they were closer with each other than those they married. Disaster. Till today, both marriages didn't gel. You see this and see that, you know something is upside down. You see this one and that one, something is upside down. Divine wisdom, supernatural sense, it saves us from a lot of disastrous steps, regrettable moves, a lot of unnecessary tears, pain, and sorrow would have been avoided if divine wisdom was available. A woman had two boys for a man. They didn't marry legally, but the man liked the boys and liked the woman, and they just dragged on and on. In a situation like that, the best thing to do is to try and formalize the relationship. But she lingered until the man's mother found a girl from their village for the man to marry. She says, since you have not legally married, marry this one. And the man married the second one legally. And the first one, no marriage. Solid boys. I still remember them up till today. Their faces, sharp boys. The woman came for prayer at one time with, what should we do? What should happen? And we're praying with a prayer partner at that time, 30-something years ago. It was a prophetic atmosphere. And the Lord asked the question, who did the man pay dowry on? Says, this one that just came. Say, that is his wife. It was difficult to communicate. But she spent her life following the path of unwisdom and lost out completely at the end. It wouldn't have taken anything. I cannot continue with this relationship if you won't pay my dowry. I have to step out of here now. I don't want to waste my life. And the Lord referred the case of Hagar and Sarah. Who gave birth first for Abraham? Hagar. Who did Abraham marry? Sarah. Who is his wife? Sarah. A lot of very, very regrettable steps will be avoided. You will never be a victim of such. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. The month of April appears so fast. Because I realize I have just one Wednesday after this. And the month is ended. And there is so much to deal with on wisdom. But we'll trust God. Because there is relationship wisdom, financial wisdom, time management wisdom, even marital wisdom. Do you know that even some untimely death would have been avoided if divine wisdom was in place? Unnecessary bragging. Some people handed themselves over to witches. answered all of this. Divine wisdom is absolutely, is an absolute necessity of life, of destiny. Absolute. No wonder I said in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy understanding, and with all thy getting, get understanding. The question is, what is the way of divine wisdom? We are likely to look at up to 12 or so, but I'm looking at 3 today. How does wisdom come? Number 1, through devotion. Devotion to God. Devotion to God. True devotion to God. Devotion to God, which is characterized by proven fear, the proven fear of God, is the entry point to the world of wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1:7 repeats the same thing. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Proverbs 15:33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Job 28:28. He said, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So three things we'll quickly understand here and then move on. First, that's 1A. The fear of the Lord is the password. Passcode or entry point into the world of divine wisdom. Password, passcode, entry point. Many of us have phones that are passworded or passcoded, or computers. You don't enter in there to do anything until you apply the code. That is, access to the school of wisdom is denied with the absence of the fear of the Lord. You don't fear God, you can't access his wisdom. Second, the fear of the Lord is the conditioner of the human mind and spirit for the reception and retention of divine wisdom. Say that again. The fear of the Lord is the conditioner. It conditions the human soul and spirit for the reception and retention of divine wisdom. That is, the way in which concrete cannot receive water. In that same way, a man without the fear of God is impervious to the wisdom of God. It conditions you to receive and retain. It is like a frequency modulation. It just puts you in a position where you can receive it and retain it. The hard man, the wicked man, the one who doesn't fear God can neither receive nor retain the wisdom of God. Say, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. He can't. Thirdly, the fear of the Lord qualifies man for entrustment with divine secrets or wisdom. It qualifies you to be trusted with divine secrets or wisdom. The fear of God qualifies man for entrustment with divine secrets or wisdom. That is, if you fear God, you can be trusted with the secrets of God. You can be trusted with his heartbeat. He knows that you won't market it, you won't sell it, you won't merchandise it. You won't be arrogant with it. You won't look down on others because you have it. Am I communicating? The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Psalm 25, verse 9, verse 12. And he will show them his covenant. Go from verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? 25:12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Go on. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them what he doesn't show others. That is, you don't talk too much. Come, let me show you some things. You are not flippant with insight. Let me show you some things. You are not ostentatious and braggadocious. Let me show you some things. He said, cast not holy things to dogs. Or cast your spell. Neither cast your spell before the swine. So, devotion to God. Where, and I define the fear of the Lord on Sunday. I don't have the time now, but you can go through that message. But the fear of God involves a healthy reverence and respect for the person and principles of God. Healthy reverence and respect. The fear of God involves a conscience that is awake and alive, not a dead conscience. Okay, is there? The fear of the Lord causes you to live in the consciousness of consequences of life's actions. The fear of God is an allergy to evil and addiction to good. Said all of that, I believe, on Sunday. Somebody say amen. So true devotion to God, you move in a wisdom that is beyond your age. Number two, how does wisdom come? True revelation. First is devotion. Second is revelation. Through the revelation of scriptures. The revelation of scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and in verse 5 to 6. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep this commandment, these statutes, therefore, and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Receiving what God said, doing it, is your wisdom, is your wisdom, is your wisdom. It is your understanding in the sight of the nations. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. He said, from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. So scriptures makes wise. It enwisens the saint. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 9. The wise men are ashamed. The so-called carnal wise men, they are dismayed and they are taken. Why? They have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom is left in them? Nothing. They have rejected the word of the Lord. They can't have any wisdom. He who heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken to a wise man. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. Hearing the sayings, doing the sayings, positions you for wisdom. This is beautiful. Luke chapter 11 verse 49. He said, then saith, therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. Talking about the word of God, he called it the wisdom of God. Three things to note about revelation of scriptures and what they do to wisdom. One, the word of God is the container of the thought, plan, will, and purpose of God. Is the container of the thought, the will, the plan, the purpose of God. And to be in touch with the thought of God is to be in touch with the wisdom of God. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8. My ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Then in verse 11, he showed us what that thought is now. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. The word of God is the container of the thought of God. Whenever you are in touch with the book, you are in touch with the thought process of God. That is why some of the wisest men that ever existed, Solomon of old, and others like that, were men and women of the world. It was Abraham Lincoln who said, no king will be wise enough to rule without a copy of the Bible. After you have mentioned George Washington, the next person to mention is Abraham Lincoln, as far as star presidents of America are concerned. Is the container of the thought of God. Second, the word of God transmits the spirit of wisdom. Or rather, the word of God transmits the spirit of God, and the spirit of God is the spirit of wisdom. The word of God transmits the spirit of God, and the spirit of God is the spirit of wisdom. John chapter 6, verse 63. The words, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the word of God is the spirit, carries the spirit of God. And what is the spirit of God? Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 and 2. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And that spirit of the Lord is the spirit of wisdom. Fellowshipping with the word is fellowshipping with the spirit of God, and fellowshipping with the spirit of God is fellowshipping with the spirit of wisdom. Somebody say amen. Are you getting anything at all? Alright, thirdly, the word of God exposes godly and wise decision-making processes in scripture. It exposes godly and wise decision-making processes throughout scripture. So, you come across decision-making processes. I'll give you two examples. Example number one, the example of the prostitutes that slept on their children. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 23 to verse 28. That was a wise decision-making process. This one said, a child that is alive is my own. The other one said, a child that is alive is my own. Solomon said, both of you are dragging the child. Bring me a sword. And he said, I'm about to divide the child so that each of you will get half. The wicked, hardened prostitute. The Bible says both of them are prostitutes. They were hardened one. Say, yes, go ahead, king, divide it. Let the child be not mine, let it not be hers. The other woman said, the Bible says, her boils yearned upon her son. If you carry that child for 9 months and you labor to bring the child out, nobody can kill the child in your eyes. It's better for the child to be alive and be in the custody of another person than for me to labor in vain and bring forth for trouble. Sir, don't kill the child. Give the living child to her. I'll be okay with that. And the king said, Madam, take your child. You are the owner. And give the Lord the praise. You are the owner. And give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. The Bible says, and all Israel heard of the judgment with the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw the wisdom of God was in him. Iron sharpeneth iron. When you see such a process, you don't read that. You don't just read it as a story. It sharpens your mentality, so that when you are at a crossroad, at the junction where a decision must be made, on the spur of the moment, just wisdom springs up. He said in Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 5, he said, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. That is, wisdom is inside. A man of understanding will draw it out. It will draw it out. A man of understanding will draw it out. Another decision-making process was John chapter 8, verse, you can read from verse 1, but I'm emphasis verse 7 to 11. The woman caught in adultery. Anybody who has never sinned in his life, cast the first stone. And they were all watching. And he stooped down and wrote on the ground again. Some theologian said he was writing the sins of all of them, since he knows everybody from the old one. Thief. Person wife stealer. Cheat. By the time he lifted up his eyes, all of them have gone, beginning with the oldest. Where are those who accused you? None. Neither do I condemn you. And in this action, I am not condemning you, and I am not commending you. I didn't say you did the right thing, but I'm not going to send you to hell. Just go and do it no more. I give you a second chance. You are meant to have died. When you see such a decision-making process, it sharpens your mentality that you can deal with the sin and spare the sinner. Am I communicating at all? It sharpens your mentality. It sharpens your understanding that there is forgiveness with God, that he may be feared. You may not be found in the same kind of situation, but you are found in another situation. That is what scripture does to me. If somebody is preaching and you are hearing revelation from scripture, next time you are looking at another scripture, revelation begins to come out because you have just been sharpened from another scripture. Somebody say aloud, amen. I prophesy to you today, next time you study the scripture, wisdom shall jump at you. And when you are at a decision-making point, you will know exactly what to say, and you will know exactly what to do. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, say amen. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, say amen. If you are the believer, shout the loudest, say amen. This wisdom can make you pass exam. In medical school, you have examinations that are oral, where you and the examiner and then patients. Can you tell me the stigmata of chronic liver disease? And you didn't read chronic liver disease, you didn't read it well. You read pulmonary tuberculosis. But there are many things that are similar. There's clubbing of the finger and a lot of other features similar. And then you started with that and then began to gently pull the examiner in the direction of your strength. You do it so subtly, he's not aware. By the time he followed you and reached where you are, then you blast. Say, what a student. Am I communicating at all? I've been at points in my life. I've been at points in my life where, on the spur of the moment, answers came from scripture. I won't tell you details. I went for my traditional marriage many years ago, and there was a question that arose that was slightly an issue. And I told the elders of the village, the people that were there, I said, please, I want us to open to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Somebody should help us read it, please. When they read it, he died. It's not a major issue. He just said, okay. Is that what they buy? Okay. So let's go ahead. It's not from the father of the bride. That one was very... His villagers, there is... I said, please open that passage. Can you imagine opening passage for your in-laws at traditional marriage? This abnormality did not start today. It did not start today at all. I mean, it's a very, very neat thing, not easy of drink, bring this or drink or that. Just a question. Please, let's open that passage. Okay. Oh, it's in the Bible. Okay. Glad. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. The wisdom of God is going to show you the way out. Shout the loudest, amen. How do we access wisdom? Thirdly, true supplication unto God. True supplication unto God. James chapter 1 and in verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If any lack wisdom. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 7 to 12, where we saw Solomon asking God for wisdom. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before these people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The place of prayer is the place of wisdom. The place of prayer is the place of wisdom. The place of prayer, petition, supplication, is the place of prayer. And I'll say three things now and then round up. First, those who look up to God at the place of prayer step forward with the light of wisdom. When you look up to God at the place of prayer, you step forward, you step out of that presence with the light of wisdom. I'm sure you know that wisdom involves light. They looked up to him and they were enlightened. Psalm 34 verse 5. And their faces were not ashamed. Daniel chapter 5 verse 11. There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And in the days of thy father there was light, and understanding and wisdom in him. Light. That light we get when we look up to God at the place of prayer. Secondly, God does not withhold good things from those who ask for them. He does not withhold good things. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them? You just went too fast. Give good things to them that ask him. Is wisdom a good thing? Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 11. Wisdom is good, with an inheritance. If wisdom is good, and God give good things to those who ask him, and even those who walk uprightly, if who fear him, Psalm 84 verse 11, the Lord God is sun and shield, he will give grace and glory, no good thing which he will hold from them that walk uprightly. Wisdom is good, with an inheritance. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes 7:11, and God will not withhold good things from them that walk uprightly. Psalm 84 verse 11. Matthew chapter 7 verse 11. How many of you need wisdom? Too much. We need too much wisdom. One woman came, asked Kenneth Hagin to pray for her, and actually carried his hand, snatched his hand, this, and put it on her head. He said, lay it here. That is where the problem is. That is where the problem is. I need to think better. This is where the problem is. I'm too confused. I'm making a lot of mistakes. Lay the hand on this head. Let the head correct. Hallelujah. How many of you know that not everybody wearing suit is normal? In Africa here, I'm sorry to say, people have different degrees of
brain waves.
Some are 10%, but they are still wearing coat. Some are 30%, 40%, 50%. And he begins to accuse everybody. In fact, there is somebody who said, Donald Trump is his problem. Everybody is their problem. He's normally dressed so. It is when he's around 90% that they're off their cloth. It's just. So when you begin to see some people mess up and behave, give them some percentage. Some percentage. A professor who was teaching in the university, on the road, after buying fuel at the filling station, drove off and went very far. The son said, "We left mother at the filling station there." He said, "Okay. Something was telling me that I forgot something." Wait. A whole human being. He forgot something. Something was telling me that I forgot something. May you never marry such a man. A whole human being. We left mother, we left mommy at the police station. Okay. Something was telling me that I forgot something. What? So we need to ask God for wisdom. So you don't even need 1%. We need to ask God for wisdom for the correction of discretion. Finally, the presence of God is the presence of wisdom. Is the presence of wisdom. The Bible calls him the only wise God. And when you stay around him, what is on him comes on you. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. When you hang with him, whatever is on him hangs on you. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise, all wise God, shall be wise. So when you stay at the place of prayer, you ask him, he lightens you. You ask him, he releases good things to you. And you are just with him there, wisdom will explode. Moses stayed with him until wisdom exploded on the face of Moses. No wonder he could lay hands on Joshua. In Exodus chapter 34, verse 9, Deuteronomy 34, 9, Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses laid hands. What a man has is what he gives. Moses stayed with God until wisdom, glory exploded on his face. The people couldn't look at his face anymore because something exploded. Moses was the one who wrote the book of Genesis. A book that was written almost 400, an event that happened almost 400 years before his birth. He was giving the story like he was there. When God showed him his back parts, that was history. God gave him the history of creation. And he wrote about people he never met. Wrote about Enoch, wrote about Lamech, wrote about Noah. With precision and accuracy. By the electricity of mentality. Through connectivity with divinity. Stand up on your feet. Oyibo. There used to be a guy in church. When you say something like that, he will sit in the congregation. Oyibo. Electricity of mentality from connectivity with divinity. You have an electric mindset, a photographic mentality. He shows it to you once, you snapped it. Something is up. Listen, this month will not end until I met one of our young men here who has inventiveness and creativity. I told him, I said, you must bring something out. We are going to push it, patent it, and do everything it takes to bring it out. It, almost anything can give you a charger that for your phone by himself. That is, he manufactured it. Yes. Carry a LED light, redefine it such that what could have cost you like 145,000 will cost you like 30 or 40,000. So I said, you must bring out something. We're working on that. In the season we are, because God is going to show the world that he has children that are like him. For the endless expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. He said that to principalities and powers we are going to display the manifold wisdom of God, the multifaceted wisdom of God. The Amplified Version says, in all his infinite variety and innumerable aspects. Where you see wisdom in the business world, wisdom in the invention world, wisdom in industry, wisdom in creativity, in creative arts, wisdom in musicology. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I shall not be left behind. I cannot be the only foolish child of the all-wise God. Say it louder. Say, I cannot be the only foolish child of the only wise God. I am connecting with the wisdom of my maker, the wisdom of my creator in this season. Now, open your mouth and speak to God. Speak to God. In the name of Jesus, we're going to pray three prayers quickly. First prayer, say, Father, draw me closer to you. Give me a new baptism of the fear of the Lord. Help me to fear you, Lord, to live in your fear like never before. Open your mouth and speak that to God. To live in your fear like never before. To live in your fear, Lord, like never before. To live in your fear, Lord, like never before. To live in your fear, Lord, like never before. Help me to live in your fear, Lord, like never before.
Here am I, use me. Here am I, use me as a Lord needs somebody. Here am I,
Your hands across your eyes. Ask the Lord, open my eyes to see what I haven't seen out of Scripture. Open my eyes to see wisdom out of your word. Lift your voice and speak to God. Wisdom, wisdom out of your word. Wisdom out of your word. Wisdom out of your word. Lift your voice and speak. Wisdom out of your word. Father, I apply for the wisdom I don't have. That area where I need the wisdom, where I need guidance, where I need light, visit me. Grant me wisdom. There are so many things I don't know. Open my eyes, open my ears, open my heart to know the things I don't know. Will you open your mouth and speak to God? Name of Jesus. Lift up your hands where you are, for I see an impartation of wisdom coming. Just lift up your hands. He will breathe upon you right now. Even before now, there are people who were healed when I was mentioning things at the first time, and people who had encounters when I was mentioning things before I started preaching. Everyone like that, step forward quickly and let's hear from you what happened. While you receive your own impartation right in the front. Something happened to you. A healing took place that I mentioned. An encounter happened while with Jesus. At that time, something happened to you. Something changed. Something left you. Something opened up. God changed your story. Do that fast. Lift up your two hands. Close your eyes and receive.
Father, we give you the praise.
Take your seat 1 minute.
Oh, my strength and shield, you let us be greeted.
What happened?
Sir, amazing. Our sister said she had been under this conspiracy and lies of the things she didn't do. These are all encounters. As you were praying and you said we should say Jesus, she saw a black garment, cloth, black garment lifted from her, and you came and wore her a white garment.
Somebody wearing a change of garment, and I say amen. It's your hands, Father. Jesus' name, power.
Our sister 2014 had a dream. She saw herself in a cave, and the only way out of that cave was being manned by, that is, guarded by one ancient human being with lots of hair. And since 2014, she's been trying to get out of that cave. Every time it was impossible, and it has resulted to a lot of things, terrible things in her life right now, sir. She saw herself lifted out of that great cave.
Wow. Since 2014.
Since 2014.
For
sir.
7 years, she's been trying to get out. I announce to somebody here, listen, anywhere the devil kept you all these years, by this divine intervention, you are out. You are out. Somebody shout, I am out. Give another praise. Take your seat.
Sir, you mentioned that there were people with lower abdominal pains, and then in relation to appendicitis too. She said she had appendicitis and had had appendectomy, but as a result of that, there were adhesions post-operation. And then because of that, there was this lower abdominal pain. She came into the service, noticed that pain since morning, came into the service with the same pain. But as the declaration went forth, she had checked, tested herself. There is no pain anywhere.
Incredible. Lift your hands, man. In the name of Jesus, every deposit of the enemy in your life and in your body, today is the end of it. Go! I'm completely be free in Jesus' name.
Our sister said she went to the hospital and they gave her a diagnosis that there were blood clots in her lungs that caused distress, respiratory distress, and also an accumulation of cerebral spinal fluid in the brain. Each time she bends over, the fluid drips through her nostrils, and because of that, excruciating headache. But as the word
cerebrospinal fluid flows out through the nose,
through the nostrils, sir. As the word went forth, the first thing she noticed, the headache is gone, and then she can breathe freely.
And the nostrils are free of the fluid flow. Give the Lord the praise. Lift up your hands, Father. Whatever is the source of this cerebrospinal fluid leakage, be healed. Now, power of the Holy Ghost, completely free in the name of Jesus. That's a very rare and terrible condition.
Sir, this is Brother Eric, who has lost 4 of his siblings within 3 years.
4 people died under 3 years.
Yes, sir, and none of them attained the age of 20 years.
None of them up to 20
years of age, yes, sir.
Oh, no.
So, as you release the word now, say he fell under power, he saw himself being tied, and the rope were destroyed, and our mother and the Lord appeared and pulled him out from that place.
Our mother and the Lord appeared, pulled him out of that place.
Yes, sir.
How old are you now?
27.
You will not die like others. Whatever sacrifice you are using them to do, it will never be your portion. I've announced to somebody here today, your being here today has set you free from the limitations of your father's house. You will not die like your brothers and your sisters and your family members and your loved ones die. Shout fire! Power! This is the necessity of the power of God. He would have come in here, tied like that, inside that place, without a power move. He would have gone home the same way. And then when it was time for him, like the others, he would have gone. That is why the power of God is not a luxury. It's not a negotiation. It's not an entertainment. That is why we dance when things happen. Because you can only imagine what would have happened if those things didn't happen. That situation of that lady is a terrible situation with a CSF, yes, cerebrospinal fluid coming through the nose.
Yes, sir. CSF through the nose and then the clot in the lungs.
The clot in the lung. That one can kill on the spot.
On the spot.
The clot in the lung can kill on the spot. Thank you, Lord, for setting people free. Take your seat like you are doing. All right. All manner of different pains are gone. It is over forever in Jesus' name. Just very, very quickly. Anyone here tonight? You need Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and just come forward and let me pray for you. Pastor, I need Jesus in my life. While they are doing that, those for the communion can also go take communion positions. I'll give you the count of seven, and you rush forward quickly. You are bound by an addiction. You want the addiction broken. You are bound by a lifestyle. You want the lifestyle broken. You are bound by anything. You want to be free. You want to rededicate yourself to Jesus. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and come quickly. One.
Goodbye, world. Oh, stay no longer with you. To my pleasure, I'll see. Stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go that way the rest of my life. Made up my mind to go that way the rest of my
goodbye,
life.
Goodbye, goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world. Stay no longer with you.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
My pleasure, I'll see. Stay no longer with you.
Oh, you made up my mind
to go that way the rest of my life.
Oh, you made up my mind.
Made up my mind to go that way the rest of my life.
Goodbye, 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 world.
Goodbye, world. With you,
to my presence, I'll see.
I'll stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go that way the rest of my life.
I made up my mind to
go that way the rest of my life.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Go that way, the rest of my life. Made up my mind, go that
one
way,
more.
The rest of my life.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye,
oh,
goodbye,
goodbye. Stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasure.
Oh,
stay no longer with you. Made up my mind, go that way, the rest of my life. The rest of my life.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Those of you in the front, lay your hands on your chest. Pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord the praise. Born, born, born again. Thank God I'm born again. Bum 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 born again.
Thank God I'm born again.
Born again.
Born, born, born again.
Thank
God I'm born again.
Born again.
Born, born, born again. Thank God I'm born again.
I have been born of the water, spirit and the blood.
Thank God I'm born again.
I have born of the water,
spirit and the blood. Thank God I'm born again.
I have born of the water,
spirit and the blood. Thank God I'm born again.
I'm born again, I'm born of the water, spirit and the blood.
Thank God I'm born again.